Today we are continuing on this Palm Sunday, something we began last week, and that is people sharing how being here affects them as a Christian. And this is a powerful day, for today we are really aware of the crucifixion, where we are called to be social justice makers, and how we follow Jesus, who did not give up his mission, did not give up his journey, but fought for the rights of the underclass, fought for the rights of the disadvantaged, fought for truth and spoke truth to power, and did not give up even when power wanted to kill him, and they did. I invite the two people, Carol and Ginny, who are going to share their thoughts today about what it means to be here in a community of progressive Christians in the year 2018. Carol, would you like to begin? Just hang on to it.
Five years ago, John and I moved to Harrison Hot Springs from Ladner to begin our retirement years. John and I met in August 2009 on a Rhine River cruise while I was still living in Ontario. I moved out to BC in October 2010, but John had been living out here for close to 40 years and attended church at All Saints Ladner, where we continued to worship until June 2013. When we moved to Harrison in June of 2013, we were not familiar with the area, but every time we drove past All Saints, this quaint little church seemed to call out to us. Finally, in the early fall of 2013, we decided to give All Saints Agassiz a try, so we attended a Sunday service. From the moment we entered the church that day, we felt we were meant to be here. Everyone was so welcoming, and they made sure that we were invited to the after-service fellowship coffee hour. We both enjoy Vicar Dave's sermons, and of course, his honest advice and sincere counseling and friendship. On Friday, November 29th, 2013, which that year just happened to be Black Friday, Vicar Dave married us here in the church. And it's now, we now refer to the church as the home of our church family. When I lived in Ontario, I attended church on Sundays as a congregation member, but was never involved in the workings of the church. At the time of our home visit, Vicar Dave asked if we wanted to get involved in some of the church ministries. We both said yes, but also reminded him that we planned to do a lot of traveling, so we would not always be available. John joined the All Saints Working Persons Social Club, a group that maintains the church buildings and builds friendships at the same time. This group has been a joy for John, although now with a few health problems, he spends most of his time holding ladders for others and offering his truck when needed for certain projects. And I'm still working on him to join parish council. All Saints has given me the confidence to build my spirituality and become involved in and enjoy many ministries within the church. I am a Sunday reader, a member of Altar Guild, an intercessor, and a lay administrator. I'm a member of Parish Council and attended the Diocesan School for Parish Development 2 summers in a row. And as my fellow classmates can attest to, that was not an easy feat for any of us. The full days of study and seminars were grueling on our aging bodies. But we all survived and brought back to All Saints a wealth of knowledge and resources to help keep our church alive, vibrant, and welcoming. There is a saying, it is better to have a little church that is real than a big church that is artificial. And I truly believe that we have that here at All Saints. Even though we now live in hope, we continue to drive to Agassiz every Sunday. We have made so many great friends here at All Saints, friendships that we will cherish for the rest of our lives. And we feel that we can now call all of you our church family. Thanks to all of you and Vicar Dave for welcoming us into the fold.
Thank you, Carol.
Hi. It was 16 years in February that we came here. I came kicking, as I did not want to come, but my husband insisted we needed to go to church. Our first day here was our dear Jack Major's last day, and we came dressed to the nines, and there was only about 10 at that time, I think. And I don't know if you know who the Vicar of Dibley is, but we were great fans, and we watched them come in. Him and we had our very good glad rags on. First it came somebody in boots, then somebody in shorts, and then somebody in sandals. And this is February, and we looked at each other. And if you watch Vicar Dibley, they did have a farting duck come, and no duck came. The next week we had Ron Barnes. Oh, my goodness, he came and he stood here and he said the bishop sent them because Agassiz was the dregs of the world. And we thought, oh, good God, what have we got ourselves into? So we just kept coming and coming and doing a little bit more. And there was about 9 or 10 of us. And if we ever had 15, we were so excited. Through the years passed and I lost my husband. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do with my life as my family's all over the world? So I stayed, and Bishop Michael called and said, would I be his warden? And I said to him, I don't know anything. But he said, this fellow in there, would Paul Borthwistle, would lead me through. So I stayed on, and we gradually got more people. And it was very hard when we got a new family and not to jump all over them and say, oh, my gosh, can you do this and that? And we grew, and then we got David, make a long story short. And we started to grow and grow. And I'm part of the All Saints Working Committee. And they're such fun, and it's kept me going. And I sit where my husband used to sit, and it gives me great strength. And on Sundays, I need that to get through the rest of the week to get back to Sunday again. And you're all extended family, and everybody's so loving here. And I'd like to thank you. God bless. Thank you, David.
Thank you. We all follow Jesus in our own way. This is a day we remember the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, and we've just heard the passion. We also now hear the compassion of two folks who follow Jesus. May God bless us all as we work together in a progressive way for social justice in the name of Jesus Christ, who teaches us all how to love God. Amen.